From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A team of chefs from all over Europe recently spent a week in Colorado learning about U.S. beef as part of a U.S. Meat Export Federation program intended to make them U.S. beef advocates. The visit included training and tours of ranches, restaurants, and retail outlets. USMEF's Yuri Barutkin says these chefs already work extensively with U.S. beef and were selected in partnership with U.S. beef distributors in European countries. Could China's demand for soybeans soon outstrip global production, and why don't they grow their own? According to Fast Company, in northern China, where soybeans originated, water tables are dropping at a rate of about 10 feet a year. That means they're running out of water, and the remaining rivers and streams are so polluted, the government has a daunting sanitation task. China uses about 60% of the world's soybeans, with demand increasing at least 5% a year. The renegotiation of the U.S.-South Korea Free Trade Agreement is being welcomed by farm groups, even though little changes in terms of ag trade. Last month, President Trump and South Korean President Moon Jae-in signed a revised CORUS trade deal that largely benefits American automakers, but U.S. farmers could see improvements in the already growing trade relationship. Since CORUS began in 2012, trade has increased more than 50%, and last year agriculture accounted for 70% of trade to South Korea, our sixth largest export market.
And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.